It's yours. Hop in.
LeBaron.
Bet your boots it's LeBaron.
Look, it says number one son on the license plate. That's me. I'm the number one son.
It's never easy to let go.
You make your daddy proud. You hear me?
I'm going to make you so proud.
You make your daddy proud.
Proud.
Get the hell away!
Are you really excited about starting to work at the sandwich factory tomorrow?
Hello? Can you hear me? There's probably people at the factory that have been making cheese sandwiches their entire lives, and they're going to look at me.
Look at me, look at me, look at me, look at me.
And they're going to call me a loser.
Ooh, you can't hurt me. Not with my cheese helmet.
Hello? Home?
He couldn't handle the complexities of making a cheese sandwich, so now he's back at home.
Found a treasure.
That's soap on a rope.
Are you imbecile?
Oh no, the treasure! It went into that underwater cave!
He thinks different.
You want to just barge into a restaurant and expect someone to give you a TV show?
I don't know.
Yeah?
Hey! He talks different.
I can walk backwards fast as you can.
And the backwards man, the backwards man. I can walk backwards fast as you can.
What God name are you doing?
And he acts.
Ah!
Different.
No, 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 my plan. Give me my plan.
But that's only because... he is.
Wasn't expecting that to happen.
You missed the ball, pathetic loser!
Is this your dad?
Daddy!
That's my boom!
Regency Enterprises presents... Tom Green.
He's a stupid!
Not stupid!
He's a stupid!
Not stupid!
He's stupid!
Not stupid!
Freddy got fingered.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I still have some work to do.
Daddy, would you like some sausage? Daddy, would you like some sausage?
We're real proud of it.
I think I could have come up with a better title.
Hello, welcome to Movie Humpers. My name is Bob Sham.
I'm Angela.
And the sounds of your maybe dogs all month long, we've been talking about our theme. It's called Awkward Laughter 2. We're talking about comedies that didn't quite become commercial successes upon their release at the box office. We're reexamining them many years, sometimes decades later, to see how well they stand up today. And a lot, we're talking about a lot of movies that seem to give way to maybe... And I'm not saying anything new with the feature we're talking about today. It's similar to like Cabin Boy and stuff like that. Is like something that kind of, upon reflection, looking back, is a little more influential to comedic styles that came a little bit later. But I'd say even then, it seems like no one's really like Tom Green, you know?
Mm.
And I used to watch his show. He's a Canadian, and he started out some kind of maybe a public access thing. And then he got his own MTV show. I'm just thinking of some fun bits he did. There was one where he built a statue for his dad.
Come look at it, Mom. It's a present for you. It's the Where's My Dinner Bitch statue. Mom, come back.
No, take it off the lawn.
Mom, worked hard on it, Mom.
Yeah. Oh, we'll take it.
Come look. Dad, that's what you said. Remember you didn't want to say what you said? You said, Where's My Dinner Bitch?
And when he showed his dad, it was a statue of his dad beating his mom.
Dad, you letting the violence come out again?
Oh my God.
And then there was a time where he'd flag down truckers to try to, like, he needed help. And then he'd run over to like a dead moose and just start humping it. And and look, yeah, of course I'm high off my ass laughing at that shit like you wouldn't believe. And can I let you in on a little secret? I still think it's kind of funny. But yes, you know what movie we're talking about. Freddy Got Fingered from 2001, directed by Tom Green. Now, this movie, it cost $14 million.
Hmm.
It made $14 million. But, of course, there's marketing and shit like that. So, it wasn't considered a commercial success in its time. And then, the video rentals came out. And I think there's probably... We don't have the video rental numbers for a lot of the 90s movies or when rental was bigger. So... there could be some of the movies that we discussed that maybe, like BAPS, maybe made back its budget in rentals. It's possible. But apparently, Freddy Got Fingered was a huge rental.
I can see that.
After it came out. It made I think the fact that it made $14 million right at its budget is impressive, because the fact that this movie even exists is like a joke in and of itself.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's directed by Tom Green, written by Tom Green and Derek Harvey. Yeah, it was written.
I was about to say that they really wrote it.
And
okay.
It stars Tom Green, Rip Torn, who I fucking love. Rip Torn, he played Artie in the Larry Sanders Show.
Mm-hmm.
He's a great, like, grumpy foil in this movie. Also, Rip Torn, one of my favorite Rip Torn anything, is that time, and it's on film, where he attacked Norman Mailer with a hammer.
Kind of nice out here.
You crazy fool!
You're supposed to die. Kingsley, you must die, not Mailer. Not Mailer. I don't want to kill Mailer, but I must kill Kingsley in this picture.
I guess they were trying to make some crazy shit, and yeah, he attacked Norman Mailer with a hammer. Also starring Marissa Coughlin and Eddie K. Thomas, as well as many others.
Anthony Michael Hall.
Anthony Michael Hall does appear in it. Eddie K. Thomas plays Freddy. Our lead is not Freddy, he's Gordo Brody. Let me summarize.
Drew Barrymore.
Drew Barrymore, who he was, I think, married to at the time.
Yeah, there's like a post-credit scene where they just make out.
They were together like a year, and then they split. Apparently, she left around, and he got testicular cancer. It was a weird year for him.
Mm-hmm.
Where it seemed like he maybe met the love of his life. He got this movie. It took some time, but ended up, you know, doing well. Yeah, and then got testicular cancer. But if there's any cancer that, if it's the funniest cancer to get, for a Tom Green to get, it'd have to be like testicular cancer.
And he's good. He's doing well. So
he is. He seems like a genuinely nice dude.
Oh, when definitely.
You see him in interviews and stuff.
I've seen him more in interviews and things than I've seen his actual, like, output. Like, I had never, you know, I've not seen the show. I've not seen this, but I've always thought he seemed like a lovable dude.
You know, I did see this movie. I can't remember if I saw it in the theaters. I probably saw it not too long after. And I think because I was so familiar with the nature of Tom Green, like, I don't recall sitting through the movie and being like, that was one of the worst movies I ever saw.
No.
Now, there's a parade of critics at the time that were like, this is one of the worst movies of all time. This is the shittiest movie of all time, or one of ever. And Tom Green is kind of going for that in a way. He infamously showed up to accept all his Razzie nominations and awards. And this is one of those movies where Roger Ebert was like, I wouldn't even call this a movie. But then Roger Ebert admitted that after a year that he was still thinking of this movie.
Yeah.
Now, I've complained about certain of our floppy movies this month. We'll try this.
floppy movies.
Floppy movies this month will often fail in a story. And the failure seems much more apparent when you're trying to go through a plot, trying to tell a story, and it's just not working. So when you see that, you just want them to throw it out, right? And just like, have the fun. Well, this movie kind of does that straight off. Gordo is a cartoonist and he wants to go to Hollywood to make it big and sell his cartoons and be an animator.
Yeah.
There you go. That's the plot.
Within that, he finds love.
With a girl in a wheelchair who likes to get her shins whipped.
She was great.
How's that?
Oh, come on, Gordy. You can do better than that. What are you, a little puss?
A puss?
Pussy,
come on. Come on, pussy. You can do better than
pussy,
that.
Pussy, I don't know.
Oh.
How's that?
Come on, pussy, pussy. Don't be shy, little pussy. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
One tropey thing about comedies, especially up to this time, and for a while, a lot of, like, the main characters will have a love interest, and it's, like, the most tacked on, the most forced, like, the most uninteresting part of the movie. But no, the character of Betty, as played by Marissa Coughlin, Tom Green gave her so many specific and odd characteristics.
Yes.
She was actually probably one of the more interesting love interests in any comedy, especially at this time.
Absolutely. Well, and he is projecting all of his own failures upon her because she is a amateur rocket scientist who's trying to rig up her wheelchair with these rockets so she can go fast because she likes to go fast. And he constantly, every time she can't do it perfectly because she hasn't figured it out yet, but she's determined to figure it out. Every time she says, well, it didn't work this time. He's like, well, don't you just feel like a big fat idiot? Like you and me, we're just big fat idiots because we can't do anything. And she's going, well, I'm just going to try again. I'm just going to keep going. And she does. And then she inspires him to break into Anthony Michael Hall's office again. But he does eventually sell his shit. There is a plot. It's very loose. And I do think if they tried to do any more with it than they did, it would be ridiculous. The whole Freddy got fingered part is such like an side thought.
Explain it.
Mad at his dad.
Yeah.
And he has to go to a therapist with his mom and his dad because he and his dad keep getting these fights and his mom's trying to get them to like get along, I guess. And so he tells the family therapist that his dad fingered his little brother.
You're a goddamn liar!
Chip, do you touch him? Do you finger our boy?
Don't you get wacky on me. What the fuck are we talking about here?
Mr. Brody, this is very serious. Based on what I've heard here today, I am required by law to notify the authorities.
You hear that, Dad? You're gonna pay! He's a molester. He's a child molester! Ah!
But Freddie's a 28-year-old man or 26-year-old man or something. But his dad is like such an abrasive, like angry, mad person that everyone is sort of like, well, you're not that great, so maybe you're really bad, you know? And even his wife doesn't believe him because he does some stupid things, pulling his pants down.
It was funny when the cops come to get Freddie and he's like, I'm grown, and they look at each other like...
Well, because the woman is like, we're here to see little Freddy. And he's like, I'm Freddy. I'm 24 years old or whatever. And she's like, well, you need to come with us because you're safe. And they think he's lying to protect his father. So they put him in a home with other children who have been abused. So he is an adult hanging out with a bunch of children.
Inappropriate. The Institute for the Molested Children.
Yeah. And that never resolves. He's still fucking in there at the end. Like, he never leaves that place.
Yeah, he never leaves. When they
And arguably his dad never goes to jail or anything.
When they haul his dad off, Rip Torn is great in this movie, by the way. I love him in here. And he's just such a cantankerous prick.
Yeah.
But you understand why. Like, it's not out of nothing. You understand how having a son like this would make you insane.
Yes.
But they take his dad away, and Gordo is saying to his mother, is like, you should not have to put up with this.
Were you, I'd go out, I'd have sex with strange men, I'd have sex with basketball players, I'd have sex with Greeks, men from Greece. I'd satisfy my urges. I'd satisfy my sexual desires.
At one point, he's pretending to be a big shot in a restaurant with his girlfriend, and his dad is there. He's convinced his dad like 3 times that he got a job when he does it, right? Mm-hmm. And his dad confronts him, and he insults his girlfriend.
You're crippled.
Dad.
What?
Dad.
You got a problem with my legs?
No, you've got a problem with your legs. Either that or you're just lazy.
One of the funny fucking lines in this movie is right after that scene where Betty's and Gordo are walking, and Betty goes...
Well, Betty's not walking, as she would point
She's
out
rolling,
to you.
And Betty goes...
Your dad called me a retard slut whore. I don't think he likes me too much, Gord.
Look, I laughed a lot watching this fucking movie.
Yeah.
I laughed a lot.
The story you just told about Roger Ebert really resonates with me.
Resonance.
Yeah, it resonates with me. It lives inside of me. Because as we were watching this, I did at one point say out loud to you, this is the worst movie I've ever seen, and I saw The Pest.
Which I almost put on for this month.
It's really good. I mean, I'd watch it again. It's really good that we do not record immediately after we watch a movie, because this is one that you do kind of need to sit and think about it. And the more I've thought about it and even talking about it, like, I did like it.
The movie doesn't stop being a fucking gag at any point, even after you finish watching. It's a gag that it exists.
Mm.
The fact that you're like, you know, I kept thinking about it after I watched it.
Yeah.
Is a joke in and of itself.
Absolutely. You can't get it out of your head.
Now, there has been a bit of a movement online with this movie. Now, when this movie came out, panned nearly across the board, with the exception of the New York Times, the Boston, there was like a few outlets that were like, you know, this isn't nothing.
Yeah, it's something.
This is something we've never seen before.
Yeah.
But 99% of all the critics were like, it made worse of. And then as time progressed, you know, people who are doing like media writings on your Vultures, your AV clubs, all these sites, there seemed to be word of mouth coming around that like, let's reevaluate this movie a little bit and think about it again. And I had, up until now, I had not seen this movie since maybe 2001, 2002.
Sure.
But I was aware that people felt very strongly about this movie. And I think of all the movies we're discussing this month, I've never seen such a stark contrast to where how people remember it today versus how people reacted to it immediately then.
He was ahead of his time.
I mean, it's kind of it's almost like stereotypical to say it about this movie at this point, but yeah, it does kind of seem like that. But at the same time, like, I'm wondering if this came out today, would this be some massive hit? Like, I honestly don't know.
I honestly don't know.
And you had mentioned, like, maybe some Adult Swim type sensibilities.
Yeah.
And we've been seeing that.
The cartoon bits of this felt like it truly could be a cartoon, an Adult Swim cartoon show.
And I get that. But, like, you know, bringing up a guy like Andy Kaufman, it's almost a trope in and of itself to bring up Kaufman as, like, the persona genius. But I honestly think, like, who comes the closest to that? It's got to be fucking Tom Green, right?
Who Jim Carrey would argue that he does.
Okay. Look, all due respect to Mr. Carrey. I find him to be a fascinating individual.
Yeah, but he's not.
I've nothing against him whatsoever. I find him fascinating. But I think Tom Green kind of embodied. Also, I truly felt like when I was watching Freddy Got Fingered, because we're also talking about Jerry Lewis movies this month. Mm-hmm. And we're talking about, like, what is the legacy of Jerry Lewis? It's a lot of you see his types of jokes, his features in kids' programming, what kids find funny on social media, over-exaggerated reactions. Mm-hmm. I kind of felt like that Tom Green kind of embodies the next...
Yes.
Jerry Lewis is for kids, his comedy is now fallen into the realm. His legacy is in kids' comedy.
Yeah.
And Tom Green seems to be the only person I know that has taken that Lewisness, but it feels like different in its own time and to a point that is not for kids at all.
Absolutely. Two amazing examples. He's interested in this woman. She just wants to suck his dick.
Yeah.
And he's like, can we please go out to dinner before we do this? Because if you suck my dick right now, then you will have sucked my dick 200 times more than we've actually gone to dinner. But he's the one going like, whoa, girl, hold on.
Yeah.
You know, and it's cute. It's sweet. It's also not something you did not see at the time. And there's this like thing where he keeps jacking off animals or watching animals get jacked off. But there's this part where he's watching horses fuck. And he's like eating a sandwich, and then it cuts back to the horses, and then it cuts back to him, and he's eating like four sandwiches or something. it's the most ridiculous thing.
Yes, he does touch an erect horse's penis while screaming.
I also thought of cum shot in The Ladies' Man,
right,
when he basically, in this movie, Gordy jacks off an elephant onto Rip Torn.
Yes.
Look at me, Daddy. Look what I can do. What the fuck are you, Daddy? Who are you, sick son of a bitch?
An actual cum shot.
Well, Gordy sells his cartoons for $1 million, but he spends all the money on a variety of things, including sedating his father and then keeping him sedated for a long period of time.
Moving
part of their house until the father wakes up and discovers that they are in Pakistan. And then Gordy jacks off an elephant.
All hell breaks
that
loose.
That sprays cum all over his dad, played by the great, late, great Rip Torn. But they learn a lesson.
You and I never really see eye to eye, but I learned something.
I can see that.
No, not just how to whack off an elephant. I learned to believe in myself. And I'm sorry if you're ashamed of me sometimes because I do things a little differently, but I got that from you. Because you always do things your own way, no matter what. Maybe I needed to do the same.
Well, they get arrested. They're held in Pakistan until they get released at the end.
Yeah.
But they come together.
Yeah, they do. They come together. If you haven't seen this movie, there may never be anything like this movie ever again.
Honestly.
Especially in a widely produced, widely distributed feature film. This whole movie feels like a prank. And, you know, when I watched it at the time, it maybe washed over me. I felt like it was just what I knew of Tom Green. And now sitting here reevaluating it as an adult who's decades removed from having seen that show.
Yeah.
There is something kind of amazing about this fucking movie.
It really is. He is trying to see how far he can push it.
Apparently a lot got cut. It got cut out of an NC-17 rating. Wow. Oh, he delivers a baby. And while these ladies drum.
Okay, that part. Because he's visiting his friend who he keeps beating up. This is another character actor from the time. Seen him in a bunch of stuff,
yeah,
too.
He's in How High. I'm forgetting his name right off the top of my head.
He keeps Harlan getting Williams beat up name. Hanging out with
yeah
with Gordy, and Gordy's visiting him in the hospital, and there's no way in the world that a pregnant woman about to go into labor would be in a room with four other people.
Right, that seemed weird.
But there's this four people room. There's these two women on the other side who, when the lady starts going into labor, you're right, they start playing drums, and she's like, get a doctor, and he puts on a lab coat and is I'm a doctor, and he's like, spread your legs. There are so many moments in this movie where... Well, it's just so offensive, but it's trying to be. So it's not. I'm not mad at it, but it's truly like they're doing and saying things to people in this movie that are so incredibly inappropriate.
Well, when he's on the assembly line in the cheese sandwich factory,
oh my God.
And he's got the big salami,
and he's standing on it,
and there's a lady who's just trying to like play her bit part, and the salami is just like running over her head.
He's just hitting old ladies in the head with the salami.
And the little boy that's constantly getting hurt throughout the movie.
Oh, there's a poor child.
Early on, he's running towards the car when he pulls up, and the kid falls.
He slips.
And his dad picks him up, and his face is just completely bloodied. I laugh so hard.
Oh, and at the end, when they're kind of finding out that Gordy and his dad, and his show is gone so popular at this point. Like, he sold the characters. They've made the show that's so popular. So everybody knows him. We know time has passed because everyone's got long hair, even all the children in the home for molested children.
Right.
And everybody's got long hair and beards. And we cut to the mom, and she's in bed with Shaq, and she's wearing this, like, black negligee.
I did all this for you. Nipples pierced. Can he do it like this? Huh? Can he do it like that?
I had to do all of this. Everything in his power to bring the Brodies home alive.
I feel like there's been some really good Shaq cameos over time in otherwise terrible movies, or bizarre movies.
He's kind of showed up fairly consistently randomly.
He's in Hubie Halloween for like a moment playing Nancy Sodaro's husband,
right.
And it's hilarious.
Yeah, he's got some charm.
Yeah.
That old Shaq. They don't have a criterion of Freddy Got Fingered, but it's on the Criterion channel.
Which has to be some sort of endorsement.
And I feel like that's a good first step. You know, I kind of stand by certain suggestions. I think Ishtar does deserve a Criterion.
I do too.
Considering the strange history of it and its status, its weird cultural status amongst films.
Yes.
And I kind of think Freddy Got Fingered deserves, would be an interesting Criterion collection in and of itself. There's nothing like this. This isn't a matter of like someone's not knowing what they're doing or trying to make something and just failing. The joke is on anyone who would be like, oh, this is the worst movie. He knew exactly what he was doing.
Yeah.
Maybe one of the most purely creative comedies I've ever seen. And so I guess we echo the sentiments as people look back and say, no, this is actually a unique and interesting comedic film.
Truly, just the fact that there is nothing else like this makes it unique and important.
I would watch it again.
I would too. I feel like I'd laugh more the second time.
I feel like I would love to actually revisit this like once a year. So you're going to give this 1 through 5. I'm going to give this 1 through 5 combined for best out of 10. It's not ironic. This isn't an ironic take. I actually kind of felt like this movie is special.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of loved it. I'm over a 4. And realistically, I can't say it's a 5. But why couldn't I? I could say whatever the fuck I want.
You can say whatever you want.
4.5.
Okay.
I think, you know, looking back over time, seeing where it settles, this is a comedy unlike any other.
I'm going to give it a 4.
So that makes it a...
8.5. That's an A.
We often change our scores. Yeah, that's true. Shift them. I want to... We may come up with like a little WordPress site so people can go and see where our current updated scores are in the near future. We'll see about that. This movie won't be going down.
No, I promise you
that. So if the score for this changes, it will only go up. But I can tell you, Tom Green's Freddy Got Fingered will never go below an 8.5. It sits right in between Fox and His Friends and Mississippi Masala. It is at least as good as those movies.
Mm-hmm.
If not better. We're not the only people that have acquired a newfound respect for this movie upon looking back. But that may be one of the highest scores I've ever seen for this movie. Freddy Got Fingered.
And it's the right score.
It's an A. An 8.5 A movie. It's better than... We rated it better than Kiss Me Deadly. I fucking love that movie.
Oh my gosh, me too.
We rated it better than Alfred Hitchcock's Rope. It's better than
what?
It's better than an Alfred Hitchcock movie. Could Alfred Hitchcock make this if he tried?
No.
No. It's not ironic. 8.5, A tier, Freddy Got Fingered by Tom Green. One of our highest rated movies probably this month. I dare you to like and subscribe to this movie review show. And I dare you to leave a comment. I dare you to argue with me whether you think it isn't. But if you're going to praise my choice, I'll probably follow you back if you actually make videos. Unless you're like a Nazi or something. I'm not going to do that then. But if you love this movie, I would love to hear why you love this movie. And if you hate this movie, it's Freddy Got Fingered era. Better late than never. Tom Green, comedic genius. All right?
Justice for Freddy Got Fingered.
Boy, I need to spill some urine. Where can I do that?
The restrooms are at the other end of the restaurant, sir.
Well, thank you very, very much.